On Grand Valley State University Week, safe drinking water is a big issue in Haiti. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter Wampler, associate professor of geology, explores how to make it safer.
Haiti is often presented in the popular press as the poster child for environmental devastation, poverty, and political unrest. One of the greatest needs is for safe drinking water, a need that many nonprofit organizations and government entities are attempting to meet with limited information and data. Since 2008, I've worked with students and colleagues from Grand Valley State University to better understand water contamination and treatment in Haiti. We began our research with a simple question. Are water sources in rural Haiti contaminated with pathogens and bacteria? We learned through sampling and bacterial analysis that many of the water sources were unsafe, even those that looked clear and clean. These disturbing preliminary results took on a new sense of urgency after the cholera outbreak in 2010. In 2011, we began to investigate water treatment methods. We were interested in knowing which water treatment methods Haitians were using, and were they effective. We visited families using biosand filters, a simple technology that combines sand and beneficial microbes to treat water. We discovered that many families, over 50%, were not using the filters due to inadequate follow-up and support. In 2012, I was part of an interdisciplinary team that investigated water culture and practices in Haiti. We interviewed 60 families to better understand their perceptions of water contamination and treatment. These interviews revealed that most Haitians have a good understanding of water contamination and treatment, but they lack sufficient means to do anything about it. Our research in Haiti has led to the inescapable conclusion that providing safe and sustainable water for Haitians will require more than technical solutions. It will require working with local communities to provide culturally appropriate water treatment methods and the resources to support them.
That was Peter Wampler of Grand Valley State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.